Gentlemen, me and my friend Pokechop are here to give you a little bit of history on economic development.
Hi, my name is Pokechop.
The history of economic development here in Kershaw County began somewhere around 2010-2011. Now, Pokechop, why would we want to know the history of economic development?
Because those who don't study history are doomed to repeat the mistakes.
That's right, Pokechop.
So why would we want to do that?
Well, because we don't want to repeat the same mistakes
Pokechop, our history in Kershaw County of economic development is one of failure after failure. For the last 9 years, this county spent over $7 million, in excess of $7 million on economic development with very little to show for it.
We don't have nothing to show for it?
No, Pokechop, not hardly a thing. Over that same time of economic development, we've also spent nearly $1.4 million on a real estate team to market it.
What? A real estate team to market it? Don't you have no real estate agent?
No, we don't have a real estate agent. We hire people who are supposed to market it, and we give them funds to market it. We pay them salaries.
And they don't sell no buildings?
No, they haven't sold a building. Right now, we got a $3.1 million building on 601 that we're asking $2.6 million for, and yet we're paying $220,000 a year to an economic development team, and they haven't sold anything.
What? I cannot believe this. Why didn't we hire Greg Nettles? He's very good at selling economic development and property.
Well, I don't know. This is the way government runs. Pokechop, it doesn't run like private sector. They hire bureaucrats to market these things, and they don't really have to do anything. They just have to show up and who knows what they do.
Well, that doesn't sound right. A real estate agent gets paid when he sells the property and the property closes and he gets a little bit.
Well, that's not how it works in government. In government, it works like this. We hire four people, we pay them $225,000, the county taxes and fees everybody, and then we pay for it and they build empty shells and hope somebody comes to get them.
That sounds a little crazy.
Yeah, I know it does sound a little bit crazy. How are they supposed to know who, what, how? What kind of industry needs a building? How are they supposed?
That doesn't sound right. How come we don't know that kind of thing?
Well, see, most people don't pay attention to what the county council is doing. Over the last 11 years, $1.4 million in salaries, $3.8 million in county, $40,000 a month in debt. What else are we going to do?
Well, that don't seem right. Maybe they ought to stop doing these things and look at the history of economic development and see it's a disaster. Is it poked up? Bye.